One snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
They used to say about Washington, D.C., first in war, first in peace, and last in the NFC East. Not necessarily this year with the Washington Redskins. They bring a different element. It's hard to have a discussion about them, Mike, without, I think, the most energizing, exciting player to come into the league in years. We thought we were getting that with Cam Newton. Certainly Andrew Luck, a lot of attention. But Robert Griffin III has just captured everyone's imagination. He may be causing a nightmare for you, but the guy is special.
There's no denying that, and there's no denying that what he's put on tape thus far is unique. This guy is sixth in the NFC in rushing. He's got over 400 yards rushing, but he's also very good in the passing game. He's completed over 70% of his passes. He's got a quarterback rating in the triple digits. He's a callus of what's going on with them. He's thrown touchdowns. He's run touchdowns. He and Alfred Morris have combined collectively for over 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns on the ground. They've got a design running game that's somewhat unique with their pistol attacks, some options, some quarterback leads and so forth. But he's equally as dangerous in the passing game in dropback situations or in misdirection passing when his options downfield are not there or you lose contain. He's a game breaker. There's just no other way of describing it. He's lethal both with his legs and his arms, and he's been a big-time callus for what they're doing as a football team.
The thing that impressed me in watching him at length this past Sunday, not that he was 20 of 28, which he was, but he also had 90 yards on 9 carries. And I'm wondering, as you watch tape of him, how much are designed runs and how much are scrambling yardage?
You know, it's probably evenly distributed. He does a nice job of creating with his athleticism and design passes. And when rush lane opportunities present themselves, he takes them, but he doesn't press. And then they have some nice things that they do schematically under the leadership of Kyle Shanahan, their offensive coordinator. That's somewhat unique and young and fresh. Some pistol-type things, some option-type things that they utilize his skill set along with the unique skill set of their gadget guy, Banks. They're a tough operation to get ready for, no doubt.
Is RG3 a right-handed Michael Vick? Some of the things that you did to Vic and the Eagles a few weeks back, can you employ those same things, or is RG3 a totally different cat?
You know, I think he has a similar skill set in that he's physically gifted. He's got great mobility and speed and open field running ability, but I think he comes from a different background schematically speaking. I think, you know, what he did at Baylor was more traditional in that he was a drop back and pocket passer. I think that experience makes him different and unique and makes him more comfortable in NFL pockets at an early age. And I think it's one of the reasons why they're being extremely successful with the way they're employing and utilizing him right now.
Well, everybody knew about RG3 coming out of Baylor, second overall pick. Maybe Alfred Morris's mother is the only one who knew about him coming out of a small school in Florida, and yet he has caught the league by storm in his own right.
You know, I think Coach Shanahan has proven over the years that, you know, running backs come to him in many forms and from many backgrounds, and he's not afraid to play young ones. And Alfred Morris is just adding to his impressive roster of guys that have proven that. This guy's first in the NFC in rushing. He's over 600 yards, just under 5 yards per carry, has a definitive run demeanor. He's a one-cut runner. He's a downhill guy, very deliberate. You know, we better bring our big boy pads in terms of trying to tackle this man because he's a determined runner.
You mentioned what Mike Shanahan did in Denver with all the different running backs, almost all of them gaining 1,000 yards. Are the blocking schemes the Redskins use similar to the blocking schemes, the zone blocking schemes that they used with the Broncos?
Some similarities, but it's also been a diverse attack. I think that you know, that package that he employs continues to evolve as all packages do and become more multiple and really kind of play to the strengths of the men that they have. And I think specifically the strengths of RG3 create some new and different opportunities and ones that they're exploring.
Well, they won't have the ball all day, which means you're going to have the ball part of the time. What about the Redskin defense? They've had some struggles there.
You know, they're schematically familiar to us under the leadership of Coach Hazlett. you know, some things that we should be familiar with, and they have quality players on all levels. Barry Cofield has been a rock for him in the interior, their defensive line. Very productive run player and disruptive pass rusher. Kerrigan, their outside linebacker out of Purdue, is a top quality guy. He's good in the rush game. He's good versus screens. He's adept at pass coverage and dropping. Even though he's a college defensive end, he's distinguished himself in the early stages of his career in that way. London Fletcher's only been doing it about 15, 16 years. We expect him to play. He's a talented, savvy veteran guy. And they got some veteran presence in the secondary. D'Angelo Hall, of course, is a staple former cornerback position. And I really believe over the last several weeks, Madu Williams has been a stabilizing force for him at the safety position. And I think they've, you know, spun the dial some at that position. But he's played consistently over the last couple weeks, and I really think he's settled that group down.
Of course, we all remember when Jim Haslett was here. We remember him in New Orleans. Do the Redskins employ an overly aggressive defense, or are they just kind of sort of a read and react defense?
You know, much like our defense, I think they're multiple in that they can dictate to you depending on what mood they're in, if you will, and it can change over the course of a game or even in the course of series, and they've shown that capability. They pressure in spurts, but they're also capable of dropping and letting the four- and three-man rushes work for them and playing zone defense. Got a very diverse package and capable of playing under all circumstances.
Well, the next couple of weeks, it'll be all about the NFC East. Of course, the Steelers already own a win over the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Redskins this week, and then in New York, New Jersey, if you will, for the New York Giants. And it's a 1 o'clock game at home at Heinz Field.